questions related to discrimination, I give the floor to Minister Brown. Thank you very much, Minister. Ecuador is part of the alliance that has the aim of eliminating all forms of discriminations, and this is supported by Public Minister in 2001. And also the virtual platforms have been updated related to capacity building, related to practices in related to health professionals on questions of HIV/AIDS, and also other professionals that work in this area, and they continue to strengthen and work in a coordinated manner with the Minister of Human Rights. Also, Ecuador provides support services to the elderly in situations of poverty and extreme poverty through special care centers, and also providing assistance at home, and also a comprehensive social protection system that includes the allowances that are provided to families. In 2022, families, 240,000 adults benefited from these programs. And also, the many adults have benefited from other programs. We also, food support programs have been created to adults as a economic right to those that do not have the means to ensure subsistence level. And also, public awareness campaigns were carried out to make the public aware about these activities, and these activities will be based on a public consultation process that will take place in 2023, and this will especially cover those companies that employ people of the age 45 and above. Also, special programs are targeting Afro-Ecuadorian populations, and special curriculum programs with in the inclusion of traditional knowledge, and ensure that we have equality in these educational processes, and ensure the participation of people of African descent, especially women, and ensure peaceful coexistence through methodologies that are based on support provided by UNHCR and members of